This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
You can pick up a lot of colorful numbers at the shops and boutiques of West Hollywood, California, but not fur. A citywide ban on selling fur is now in force, maybe the nation's first. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has more.
The West Hollywood fur ban isn't likely to stop that many fur sales. Even supporters will tell you that.
I do think that this is mostly a symbolic ordinance, given how tiny our city is and the small number of businesses affected.
That's West Hollywood Mayor Pro Tem John D'Amico, who sponsored the ban.
But clearly, its reach and the discussion about it, that's the effect we've been hoping it would have and has been having.
Many animal rights activists see it as a victory. Others, like Rutgers Law Professor Gary Francione, think symbolic bans like this are a distraction.
It's not really changing things, and it's not going to change things. So, you know, West Hollywood can do whatever it wants to do.
But he says people who want fur will drive down the street and buy it. Francione says these sort of splashy bans can help groups raise money. But he thinks they aren't all that helpful in getting people to think seriously about the welfare of animals, like the ones they're having for dinner. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.